Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life Program for Wednesday, November 22nd. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. As always, I'm very happy to be here.
So happy to have you. And I don't know, I'm still having a hard time believing that we're this far into November in 2023. It's going to be 2024.
Can't believe it.
We're closer to 2050 than we are to 1990, and that's really...
Oh, don't go there.
It's messing with me. But thank you to all of those joining us live. We really appreciate catching up with you. We appreciate you taking the time. And thanks to those that catch up with us in the archives as well. We know life is busy, and we appreciate you taking the time out of your week to listen to us. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to... explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicalinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. We'll begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So tonight's topic is going to be based on gratitude and how that can change our perspective. So I know here in the States, timely one at that.
Well, I also want to say that changing our perspective can make us feel a little gratitude.
Well, absolutely.
But speaking of which, let's start off by doing a congratulations to Jerry, shall we?
Absolutely. We are so happy to welcome Dr. Jerry Conklin, as she just finished, the last 2 requirements for her doctoral degree?
In cryptozoology and... Do you have that information up in...
I will in a minute because I'm super prepared, just like at the beginning when I'd already put my phone on Do Not Disturb, and no, I wasn't getting a ton of texts, and no. I got worried about it being heard. Oh, come
just,
on.
Just to be fair,
it
here,
is I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I had to reboot, and I don't have any of my files up right before the show because my Skype was acting up, so... I'm unprepared too.
And I'm just notoriously unprepared. So, you know, with our powers combined. No, it was paraanthropology and cryptozoology.
Awesome.
Dr. Jerry was kind enough to put it in chat just as I came out it on the email as well. But, Dr. Jerry, I'm very thankful for that. And I'm just thankful to have you with us. And that is how I have a lovely segue into our topic tonight. Because I had thought about this in terms of how it is essential that we maintain gratitude and we realize the quality of the things that we have in our lives, the value that it has, and how so many in this world right now and in our past have had not nearly as much. And I think it's important for our well-being and our awareness to understand and to show gratitude. And so, when you said earlier, you know, that changing your perspective can make you thankful and can bring gratitude, I think that's a wonderful way to look at it. And
Well, I was at my local co-op store the other day, and one of the ladies I've gotten to know pretty well, we were chatting, and she said, you know, a woman was in here this morning, 57 years old, could barely walk, all kinds of health issues, talking about a new job she just got, but she has to drive an hour and a half each way to get there. Her husband's not well. And she said, and I'm 55, and I think, oh, I am so grateful to be healthy and to be okay and not be struggling with such things. And I said, I know, we're still upright, getting around, got a little Spitfire. And, you know, for people who have, you know, chronic illness or chronic things going on and having struggles, I say, oh, you know, and then I see also people who have children with challenges, and I didn't have to experience that, and I'm just so grateful for that. And so there's so many ways that we can, you know, look, life is hard. There's no question. Life is painful. It's going to be. It's just the way it is. Without pain, you don't grow. Mm-hmm. You know, without struggles, you don't know success. So, you know, the yin and yang and all that stuff. But as we're moving forward, I'm not saying compare ourselves. I'm just saying that when we do see people struggling, to take a moment and say, oh, I am so grateful. And I don't know. Sometimes we want to say, oh, I've been so blessed. But that's kind of a cheap shot, because that means they're not. You know?
Yeah, I can see.
So it really boils down to that root of gratitude when we shift our view. Now, I know that everyone here in the chat, people who come on in the archives, we all have our struggles. We all have something to deal with. If it's not, you know, long-term issues, it's short-term issues, or life will throw a ringer at you. But if we just push the pause button for a second and say, whew, you know, as Dr. Kelly would say, that 180 was the worst that could happen, you know, that contrarian kind of view, we're here and we're doing okay. You know, we're okay. So if we can say that to ourselves in any specific situation, it changes the vibration. It changes the energy. I know how easy it is to get that feeling of, you know, tired or suppressed or even depressed, for that matter. But if we can change perspective before it gets a grip on us, where you have to sleep for 2 days to recover, you know what I mean? It's just say, okay, I'm going to give that feeling 10 minutes and put a timer on it. And then I'm going to go do something else or see something else, see it in a different way. It makes a difference.
Very true. Very true. It's such a fundamental aspect to a healthy, balanced outlook on life. And of course, like you said earlier, you know, there are times where we're depressed. We always have the ebbs and flows, and, you know, gratitude and taking stock is a really wonderful tool. I think that feeling gratitude, feeling thankful, being appreciative, is wonderful, not just for ourselves and our own outlook, which it is. It has the kind of rather obvious benefit of also spreading that to other people, you know, and letting them know that you appreciate them, letting them know that you appreciate their actions.
So, well, especially in the U.S. right now, you have Thanksgiving tomorrow.
We do. We do. And
appropriate topic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I might have a U.S.-centric take sometimes, but yeah, that's what brought this to mind, of course. And we've talked about it relatively recently. But yeah. I think when you are somebody that expresses joy, when you express, part of that joy is expressing the gratitude and the wonderful feeling that you have when somebody does something nice, and then you share that. You let them know that it's appreciated. You let them know that what they did mattered. And this is, you know, kind of ties into something else that Dr. Jerry had asked us last week, which was pay it forward stories. And, of course, she had extended that to people in chat. If anybody has any pay it forward stories that they'd like to share.
Can I say that Dr. Zach has written something pretty profound, I think,
yeah,
in the chat?
Absolutely.
And thanks for this, Zach. He says, I always recommend people keeping a gratitude journal. He keeps a record of things so that even when you're feeling sad, you can see that you have lots to be thankful for. Mm. That's what a great thing to do.
Absolutely.
You know, even you have your grocery list, put it on your grateful list on your fridge.
I like that. Yeah.
I do
and
too. I love that.
So many ways to do it. You know, you could do it, keep it on your phone, keep it in a file there, a note file. You can put it on the fridge, put it somewhere where you're going to see it. And Dr. Zach, thank you so much for sharing that. Because it's about attuning our focus. What are we focused on? And how is what we focus on becomes our reality. So are you going to focus on perceived slights, or are you going to focus on the times that people have done right by you, that have done nice things for you? You know,
something that I started even when I think I especially started it when my kids started leaving home. And whenever we have that time where we can all get together, I make sure to tell them how grateful I am that we're all together and how grateful I am that they are who they are and that we can share in this space. And I think for the U.S., Thanksgiving, that would be a good thing to do as a reminder. If you're doing a little toast or, you know, a blessing or whatever it is that you do, you know, express that gratitude to everyone for coming together and sharing and just being there.
Mm-hmm. Good advice.
It matters.
It absolutely does. And too often we get into those ruts, we get those feelings of depression, we get feeling down about life because we think that things don't matter. Mm. And you have to recalibrate sometimes. And you know, it comes back to that focused intent. Gemma and Chad talked about that, you know, matter coalesces around intent, so what you focus on matters big time. Like the symmetry of that statement. But, you know...
We don't want to in any way dismiss challenges that people have struggles. It's... and I certainly am not... And I think we want to be really careful here because people are dealing with mental health issues or emotional health issues, whether it's relationship issues, family issues, you know, dynamic issues, work issues, money issues, all of those things. So that's not to dismiss it, not in any way. We're not saying it's really easy because it's not, Michael. When you're feeling really bummed out and feeling really down or burned out, It's what do I have to be grateful for? And I think when you get to those moments, my suggestion often to people is go have a nap and get up and go do something that's, you know, different to change that energy and finding that little keys about, okay, I'm here. I'm okay. And again, that self-talk, maybe you need to go for a walk. Maybe you need to call a friend. Maybe you just need to touch base with somebody. You know, sometimes even going to the store, mind you, it costs too much money to go to a store these days. But, you know, go to the store, buy a loaf of bread, you know, walk around, see people, because you're now kind of in an envelope of a different energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important. What's critical is not to isolate yourself. Gratitude is a very hard thing to find when you're all by yourself and feeling lonely. You know?
Yeah, and absolutely.
Some people get a whole bunch of pets.
I don't know who you're possibly talking about.
I have done in my life.
Trust me. Oh, we're talking about you. Okay, I got you.
Yes, I've done it. Oh, I tell you, I think I had hundreds of birds at one time. I'm not kidding, everybody. You know, besides four horses and a couple of goats and looking after the neighbor's cattle, I had dogs and cats. At one point, I had 10 cats, Michael.
Oh, wow.
I'm not kidding. People would just drop them off to me. And I was so in love with that life. And as that slowly waned away, there are all these little voids and emptiness. You know, all I'm saying is we appreciate that when life has its ebbs and tides and the shifts and changes, there are still things to feel grateful for.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have to dig really deep and to find what that is.
Sometimes it's also a matter of perspective. You know, Well, a couple of things. One, I also want to emphasize, you know, there are people that are dealing with some really tough stuff, and a lot of times they can look at those that are doing better and, you know, why don't I have that in my life? I would also, it made me think, when I was going through a really hard time in my life, I felt very guilty. I felt very guilty that I felt bad at all, that I was depressed at all. I would look, you know, I have so much. I have, you know, my father, I have a roof over my head, I have, mm-hmm. you know, food security. What do I have to be depressed about? And I'd start beating myself up, which again brings it back to, you can't compare. It's about your individual experience. And it made me think about focusing on the things that I am grateful for and appreciative of, but while also not denigrating the, you know, very real things I was going through. You know, my mom, alcoholism leading up to her death and all of the things with the religion, da-da-da-da-da-da. But I think that it is also a matter of perspective about things in life. You know, you can have a feeling of loss, and that's just natural, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I've also tried to remind myself of the phrase, it's not just about being sad that you don't have it. It's about being happy that you had it at all, that it ever happened at all. Long-time listeners, you'll know that I'm a big history buff, and a lot of that is me picturing how humans lived thousands of years ago and in vastly different circumstances. And, you know, it made me appreciative of the simple fact that, you know, I've been able to live an existence where I can have my dogs and I can have all of this and
running water, indoor plumbing,
things that the vast, vast majority of humanity has not been able to have, and makes me, in time, in history, in our existence. And for me to not take a moment and appreciate that feels criminal. Hmm. But so
if I can just say a few things in the chat, Michael, I'd like to shift gears here. Dr. Deb is saying that she still struggles from all the chemo that she went through, and it was successful, thankfully. But she's still, you know, getting her energy back. And so yesterday she called her manager of her job to tell her how much she loves her for all the support and working, you know, with her to get through it. You see, even something like that, in that gratitude when you're feeling so tired and lethargic and the struggle, is to, you know, share that amount of love for somebody. Also, Wendy is talking about she's cooking Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, and mostly family, but she has a new employee who's in a sober living facility and has two small children, so they'll be out of town for Thanksgiving. The children will be, so she invited her for Thanksgiving. And the other guest, it's not family, is a young man who doesn't have anyone to spend Thanksgiving with. And she loves it that her sons don't even question it. They're happy to have people, you know, joining, and they're grateful for having each other and able to share their meal. And that's what it's about. And those are those moments that, you know, we do have in a day. So, like I say, even for the struggles that, you know, it's, there are these wonderful people in the world who are willing to open their doors, a manager who's willing to help you through, you know, getting back on your feet from chemo, and Wendy who's willing to take in people she hardly knows, come on in for dinner. And that makes a difference in our lives. Not only is it good for the people who are in need, it's good to warm our heart that we can do that for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it goes both ways, and it's that perspective change that we have.
And, you know, I think a big part of what we're talking about is also, and you just, you know, we're hitting the nail on the head, the idea of being there for one another and that we need one another. Mm. You know, I'm not telling you to stick with toxic relationships in your life, but I am saying that we are the human animal, and one of the most surefire paths to happiness is to find things to share with one another, to socialize, to share experiences, to share life. It is wonderful to be the human animal because we get to experience such wonderful things. We, in the United States, we're going to get together tomorrow and we're going to celebrate family, hopefully. We're going to, you know, be appreciative. We're going to share food, and there is so much primal about that. There is the, you know, the familial bonds, both blood relations and family by friendship, by life experiences shared. Yeah. And then you have new people coming into their lives to share, to partake in this bond, like at Wendy's household. You break bread. You come together. It's something that it has been universal as a human experience going back to the, you know, campfire days and beyond. It is a wonderful thing, and I am thankful for being a human being so that I can experience these wonderful things in such complex ways.
Well, the greatest bond between human beings is food.
Yeah, absolutely. And between me and my dogs.
And their food that you give them.
Absolutely. Yeah, but not the cats. The cat's biggest thing about bonding is their power over me. So.
Oh, I don't know. My cat, if her bowl isn't full, she gets mad.
So. But it's not about the food. It's about the control. But
that too. Dr. Edward has also said in the chat, in his opinion, he's doing it kind of backwards in that he uses the title of doctor in this world, but on the outside world, it's a first name basis. After all, we're family here. So here we acknowledge the doctor, and unless there's a reason for you in your profession to use doctor, he uses his first name. So there's been a couple of others who have mentioned in there yet that I don't use the doctor in my daily life unless it's important, you know, to say. And that is kind of, we're all equal.
Yeah, yeah.
In that.
I think,
I don't know, because we're all a human family. And it's
we
just
are.
Kind of recognizing each other that way.
We are, absolutely, absolutely. And it's important to realize that and to not build walls between ourselves, because there are many people that, you know, I think it was said here in chat a little bit earlier about, you know, people being lonely at the holidays. Mm-hmm. Very, very common, because it is, it's a hard time for a lot of folks, you know. I can say that I have a somewhat unique perspective on it because I never grew up celebrating traditional holidays, having been raised a Jehovah's Witness, so it doesn't have the same emotional impact for me. It's always just kind of been something that's fun to have, but if I didn't have it, it didn't mean that much to me. But I will tell you, I do, if there are times where I don't see friends, where I don't see family, where I'm being an introverted homebody, I have my animals and what have you, but that loneliness bites. And that loneliness has very, very physical consequences. Mm-hmm. It's not just a matter of happiness. It's a matter of just health that we find people in our lives that share values and share these philosophies, where we can come together as this, you know, community of curious, like-minded individuals. We can recognize the achievements that we have, like Dr. Jerry's achievements. And these are things that build us up, both emotionally, psychologically, and physically. So that's all I have to say about that.
Well, Dr. Edward, if I may say this, he said last month he was on a visit to his kidney specialist. As we know, in the past, you know, Dr. Edward has managed through some, you know, health issues. And he mentioned to the doctor that he just earned a PhD in organizational leadership, and that was his second doctorate. And, quote, he said, she said to me as she left the room, I think I will call you Dr. Wong from now on. See, that respect.
Mm-hmm.
So not just a patient, you're giving that respect. I think it's a great little story.
You know,
what we did not know, and Jerry is sharing in the chat right now, she's sending lots of love and energy to Dr. Deb. Jerry says, I'm about to face the cancer journey again. The last time was 2007. But I've got this, and I already have set boundaries and will weave my energy healing and natural remedies into the journey this time. Well, we wish you all the best on that, Jerry.
Absolutely.
Sorry you're going through that, but I agree. You've got this.
I would second that, and thank you so much for sharing. Just know that I know that I speak for everybody here, that, you know, our thoughts are with you. We're sending, you know, our healthy energy your way. But having also known you, I would say absolutely you got this.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. We know Jerry a little bit by now, and always seeing the upside and finding those things to be grateful for. And she has certainly expressed her gratitude for having gone through, you know, the doctoral program, IMHS, and being here every week, because we are a family. And this is another thing about, you know, Michael and I aren't just being flippant when we say we're so grateful to be here every Wednesday. It's because it's very sincere on our part. Mm-hmm. And we feel that from you, too. So this in itself is a little family in a way for us to touch base with each other, you know, kind of every week. And,
well, absolutely.
And it kind of keeps a rhythm going for us.
It also does. And yeah, great reminder to know that that we're not alone, that I'm not, that there are like-minded people, that when you are looking online on social media, sometimes in your immediate town, you might feel like people don't look at life the way that I look at life. But then we come here and we talk with one another and we realize there's common perspective. And I am very grateful for that.
And the support. And even though we may not be personally in each other's lives on a daily basis or anything, energy knows no bounds. So when we send that energy out to you, it's with all the intent and will of our hearts and our spirits and supporting each other through things. So again, another perspective change that, you know, when you feel kind of bummed out, you're not alone. You know, number one, everybody gets bummed out from time to time, but you do have a family here, people you can, you know, come to on Wednesday nights or lean on if you have to, and connect with each other even beyond this Wednesday night, you know. So I know some of us are all friends on Facebook, you know, and touch base and kind of not being voyeurs next necessarily, but checking in on each other's lives and seeing what we're doing. And
you're doing some you're doing some cyber stalking there, Dr. Vicky.
Well, I have done.
Oh, I think we've all been there. But yeah. Absolutely well said. And I love your comment on energy. Energy knows no bounds. Just a lovely
all
way
bounds
to put that.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, as the U.S., I know Canada already, we already had a Thanksgiving, but as the U.S. Prepares, and I know that, I guess you're having a lot of bad weather in the U.S. too, but that ought not to stop you from feeling the energy of the day, the energy of the moment, and connecting with family and loved ones. And even if you're alone, you're not alone. And, you know, tune into that energy that, you know, we're all in this together on this planet. You know, of all the things I wish is if we could restore some level of humanity, even the smallest bit, into people who run this world, we wouldn't have an iota of the problems that we do. Mm-hmm. And it's about, we are in this together. Nobody's going anywhere without each other. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple.
And we need each other.
We do.
I know that this is a time of hyperpolarization, a time of tribalism, but I tell you that, with some extremists aside, we need one another. We need, you know, the rural folk need city folk need rural folk in every which way. It is, we are stronger together. Diversity is a feature, not a bug. So I would say that in the U.S., you know, take the moment to be just thankful for things. Tomorrow we live in a very frustrating, every generation, I think, every time has its interesting times. But take pleasure in the holiday. I know that there's some odd history. I know that, you know, I've been that guy who's pointed out all the, you know, hypocrisies inherent in some of the history and the lore. But it's also, doesn't matter. It's not about that. What it's about is just being thankful for each other, being thankful for existence, all the wonderful things about it, being thankful for our friends and family.
Yeah.
And I was actually very pleased to know that the original Puritans that did the, you know, quote-unquote original Thanksgiving, they actually got on quite well with those natives. They lived peacefully for a generation or two, and what could have been, you know? Maybe we can think about at least those people and how they truly were thankful, and they showed that for their entire lives. It would have been nice if their descendants had done the same, but I digress.
You know, it's that time where we're going to pick some cards. We got some names in the chat. And let's see if we can spread some goodwill here and some good news, Michael.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we have Dr. Deb up first. For you, I have quite appropriately number one, perfection. Always remember that you are perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by choices made today. This card may indicate, that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes, as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully.
Well, they pulled the King of Hearts, which is interesting, Deb, because that would be reference to a relationship, and it's going through shifts and changes, you know, moments of what doesn't seem to be perfect and others that is perfect. So I would say that there's no doubt that the love is not there. The love is absolutely there. Sometimes it's just about dynamic that, you know, shifts and changes like ebbs and tides. So, you know, perfection, we're all reflecting what we know. We're all living the best of what we know. And we're just continual learning. So I'd say that there's some learning going on here. So that's all. But you're on the healing journey, Deb, so that's good news.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And we have our newly minted Dr. Jerry next, if I'm not mistaken.
We do.
I have... this is just too perfect. I have number 29, pay it forward.
Oh.
Perfect. This is also perfect. Living with gratitude and responsibility extends generosity to others, even with random acts of kindness that offer no self-benefit except the satisfaction of heartfelt kindness. This may be a time to calm the spirit and lift the heart by giving forward, without any particular reason, reminding yourself that love is the center of all life. Is there a way that you can pay it forward right now?
Well, Jerry, I got the Ace of Wands, the Ace of Clubs to that. And she says in the chat, a whole new journey ahead. You've got this, Jerry. Absolutely. The Ace of Clubs assures success through your achievements, your accomplishments, and it's just a journey. It's the ride. You know, if it's the Ace of Spades, I think, well, you know, it could be a few bumps. And through that extra challenge, you'll make it. But this is saying, you have all, you know, all your pegs in a row, and that pay it forward, the energy that you've put out and the energy that's coming back, and that value for value and that sharing and how far you are, you're going to be better than fine. So just take some encouragement tonight.
Very well said. And, of course, our thoughts and our positive energy are definitely with you.
Yeah.
And we have Dr. Edward or Dr. Wong, and for you, I have wild card number 8, freedom. Freedom is a state of being. It is an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means that one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right.
You know, I love that freedom card because it really is about who we are, right? Mm. And once you know who you are, you feel free of the world.
Absolutely.
Kind of thing. And it's like the world is the world, like we're each sovereign beings of the universe planted on Earth kind of thing. And that's part of the message I want to get across here to you, Edward, is that I pulled the 5 of Diamonds. And I said, well, what's that? And then I pulled the 6 of Diamonds. And really, there could be some questions about, let's say, finance, or, you know, wondering about money or investments, and kind of, but it's saying here that it's balancing out, that everything is, in the end, you know, checks and balances. It's fine. You're doing okay. So it's that taking inventory. So again, at 5 of Diamonds in this case, that could be feel like you're kind of chasing after something, trying to make it work, but this is saying that something is coming your way that's going to help it out. So, and he's saying freedom is very inspirational. It is. So I'd say don't take all the extraneous stuff too personal. It's going to work itself out. Yep.
Very well said.
So Kevin has a big Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, and he wants to know how it's going to work out, Michael.
Well, hopefully this card is going to be a good indicator for you, Dr. Kevin. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny.
Mm.
Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are of divine energy. So, Dr. Edward, I hope that connects. Perhaps it'll be a sign of a peaceful I'm sorry?
I said Edward. I think you said Edward. Dr. Kevin.
Oh, if I did, I'm not conscious of it. But if I did, I apologize. But Dr. Kevin, hopefully this indicates that your conversation tomorrow at the Thanksgiving table is going to be full of positivity and cheer and no stereotypical drunken uncles at the party.
Well, I'm going to add to that, Michael, because I pulled the Nine of Diamonds. And that's satisfaction in and around home, family. It's like you're in your... Say you're walking through your garden and everything is in place and nice. So I'm inclined to want to say be positive, be observant, and yet encouraged. And keep your arms open, the mind open, but still be observant, you know? That's what I want to say. So enjoy the day, no strings attached. No big reason for conversations, big talks. I think that it's just going to be an enjoyable day.
Very good.
There you go.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. So Wendy, our card keeper herself, is next. Wendy, for you, I have number 19. Invoke the counselor within. Oops. There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. This may be a time to remind yourself not to codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside of yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that is right for you.
Oh, I got the Fool for you. New beginnings. New energy coming your way, Wendy. So I'm kind of getting a lot of little, sparkles here. It's like some door is opening. Something is coming your way, an opportunity, something. So I think this Thanksgiving and the turn of the page, so to speak, you can expect good news. I think you got some good stuff on your way. That's what I think.
That's a good message. That's a really good message.
Okay.
All right,
Gemma.
Absolutely.
Now, can I preface this, Michael?
Yeah.
Gemma has written in the chat that she's had a challenging past few years, and she's been kind of alienated from her family, and so she's kind of feeling she's working through some fears, especially what comes up through the holidays. So let's just preface with that and let's see what we got.
Absolutely. And Gemma, I can tell you, I'm so thankful to have you here with us, and I very much have appreciated your contributions. And for you tonight, I have for you number 37, groundedness. Remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions, and weigh them against facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all of the facts or have more facts to uncover. Adjust opinions when new facts are found.
Well, you know, I mentioned the Ace of Spades earlier because I for Jerry, we had the Ace of Clubs. And I said, as compared to that Ace of Spades, and lo and behold, that's where it comes up, Gemma. Groundedness with the Ace of Spades is, yeah, you're going through some challenges. Success is assured, overcoming obstacles, overcoming, you know, these difficulties. But staying grounded is the key. Everything else is extraneous, you know, so it's like staying in your body, like living from the inside out and remembering who you are. And I want to say, Michael understands this. I understand this. We've been, discarded, so to speak, no pun intended, from our families as well. But you build new families. And while the bridge from that can feel abandonment, perhaps, or, even anger, frustration, not heard, you know, a lot of those things, because the bond of a blood family can be, you know, really tight mm-hmm. and impactful, and we all have an expectation of what family ought to look like. And then when it doesn't, we feel discouraged, disappointed, we feel a real sense of loss. Mm-hmm. However, the other side of that is you gain who you are and bring people into your life of likened energy who don't bring you down. Rather, they build you up. And that's what's important to look at. And again, you know, this whole conversation tonight about changing perspective of trauma is big, but it's the isolation in the trauma, I think, that's the hard. It's not the event itself, it's how we feel, and when we feel alone with that feeling and not heard. So there are people to talk to and to work through that, as long as people aren't treating symptoms and we get to the root of it. So I hope that helps you with some of the things that you've said in chat that I'm not going to repeat live here. So you're going to be okay, Gemma, better than okay. Just a couple of monsters to slay. And, you know, you're going to do it. Absolutely.
Very well said.
That's the way I feel. That's what I see.
Very well
said.
And
I'm not just blowing smoke like a dragon would.
Well, I think those are all the cards for this evening, if I'm not mistaken. The chat has been fantastic, and I really appreciate everybody's contributions. I appreciate everybody's thoughts and everybody's support for one another. And, yeah, I think that's it for this evening. But,
it is.
You know, it is... It has gone by quickly, and it is going to be a difficult day for some on tomorrow. And I hope that we were able to find reasons to be thankful, not just tomorrow but every day, because it's essential for our well-being, even in the little things.
You know, can I just add, everybody, just be an adult. That's all.
Oh, you're asking too much.
You know, if we just act like adults, who's the adult? Who's the child? Mm-hmm. You know, who's been through it, understanding who's going through it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can relate in that way and kind of have a little empathy and compassion for people who maybe don't get it today, and rise to the occasion, you know, be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know family dynamic can be really weird, and getting together with a bunch of people, you know, you say, woohoo, sometimes it's too many people. But just rise to the occasion and be an adult.
Very well said. You know, all joking aside, I will strive to do that, and I will not bring my replica lightsaber that you can actually use in duels to Thanksgiving with me. And I will be an adult, I promise. But no, it's very well said.
Saber is still being adult.
Oh, that's thank God. Okay.
I'm an adult.
But no, I think it's very well said, and yeah, and I think it's also important. Yeah, let's all cut ourselves some slack, huh? Just try to enjoy ourselves. Let's all just try to enjoy each other, try to enjoy life. But it is a very rocky road a lot of times. And like you said, you know, many times this evening, Dr. Vicky, it is important to to reflect on the good things and to try to maintain our healthy perspective. And as we kind of wrap up this evening's discussion, any last thoughts, Dr. Vicki?
No, not all. Just what can I say, Michael? We're all just people trying to get through it, doing the very best we can. And sometimes our best doesn't feel good enough, but that's the best that you have today. So be kind to yourself. You know, whatever you're giving out, you know, we always say be kind to other people, will be kind to you too. So as you go through the next couple of days, especially in the U.S., and most people here are in the U.S., so just be kind.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Good advice for any day, any week of the year. But, with that, our evening comes to a close, and we look very much forward to you joining us next week. Until then. Listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.